Today, God is sending you into the public square on purpose. There are people around you who know Jesus, who are discouraged, and who are far from him, and you are called to minister to them. Learn how a simple question like, how was your weekend, or how can I pray for you, open doors so that you may share the gospel message. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you are having a great day today. It's Thursday morning and the sun is shining, or maybe it's raining, depending on where you are. But we are glad that you are listening in today. So whether you're having a cup of coffee or you are driving into work, let's dive into God's word together. But first, if you're enjoying this daily devotion, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment, and place in that huddle in the Washington Defender app. Or if you are a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. So let's dive in. We're going to ask this question today. Who are you called to minister to? So as you're going throughout your day, the question we're asking is, who are you called to minister to? So let's read Romans chapter 11, verses 13 through 15. But I'm speaking to you who are Gentiles, inasmuch then as I am an apostle of Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. If somehow I might move to jealousy my fellow countrymen and save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? Now remember, in Romans chapters 9, 10, 11, Paul is laying out the very fact that God has a nation, God has a bride, and he hasn't rejected any of the nation, his nation, Israel, or his bride, the church. So my ministry, let's think about our ministry today. It says at the very beginning, but I'm speaking to you who are Gentiles in as much. So he's speaking to us throughout Romans chapters 9, 10, 11, as much as he's speaking to the Jews. He's saying, hey, listen, Jewish people, I'm a Pharisee. I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. I'm all this and a pound of butter when it comes to the Jewish faith. Yet God has not rejected his people. He always has a remnant that is there. And he says, Gentiles, get a hold of this as well. I want you to understand that God has his nation that he has chosen. Now, what I love about this, though, is an application is that we can find out is that Paul is saying that he knows his ministry is to the Gentiles, even though he is a Jew. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, do we know, like Paul knows unequivocally, what our ministry is today? You're going to show up in that public square, and you're going to encounter people who know Jesus, who are backslidden in Jesus, who are discouraged, who are far from Jesus. And do you know who you are called to minister to? And then do you know your message, the gospel message, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ? That if we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that whoever does that will be saved. So we have to be like Paul, where we are extremely focused on our ministry. He says this in verse 13. He says, inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. And what I'm trying to do today is have you put a magnifying glass on your ministry, so you know specifically who you're called to and who you are to minister to and to take the gospel message to today. There's nothing wrong with having a clear understanding of what God's calling is on your life. So as you go into that public square, focus in on what God's calling in your life for today and what your mission field is today. Ask God, say, God, give me divine appointments today. Give me divine conversations. Help me to walk in the very things that you would have me to walk in today. And what was his point? He says in verse 14, if somehow I might move to jealousy my fellow countrymen. Do you have fellow countrymen? For Paul, it was his Jewish brothers and sisters. For us, it might be some American citizens. It might be someone in our public square that's here on a green card. Whatever you're called to do, I don't know. But you want to move them to jealousy and that they may come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so finding that place of ministry that you are called to reach out and to touch someone's life and be clear with the gospel message. He says that he may save some of them. That's got to be our heart's desire today, is that some might get saved today. Today is the day of salvation. Have you had the opportunity to share Jesus with someone, to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ with them? And so that is our question for you today, that you would find a way to share who Jesus is and what Jesus. Now, I'm going to give you a couple little secrets, what you can do in order to share the gospel. So let's say you went to church on Sunday, and let's say it's now Thursday morning, and you run across a coworker that you've been wanting to share your faith with. Well, here's a practical thing to do. Hey, how was your weekend? Ask them a question. And they're going to talk to you about their weekend, what they did, what they didn't do. And then the reciprocal question usually is, how was your weekend? And that is your chance to talk about what happened at your church service. Well, my pastor preached on, and then share what your pastor preached on. Or I had a great time in worship, and talk about that. Talk about the things of Jesus. Talk about what God is doing in your life. Be humble. Be compassionate. Don't sound like a Pharisee, like you have it all together. Show your reliance upon God and his need for his grace and his mercy that are new every morning. Show and illustrate for them that this gospel message is living inside of you, not just some theoretical thing that people hold on to at Christmas and Easter. So that is a way to open up the conversation. Ask and inquire about it. Also, as you walk into that public square today, so that you may see some of your fellow countrymen saved, begin to say, Holy Spirit, is there something that you want me to bring up with someone today? And then listen for the voice of God. Begin to care about that person and love that person and see if there's a need. Another tool that I've loved to use in the public square is, hey, I've been thinking about you. Is there anything I can be praying for you about? And people are, I haven't found them to be offensive. And they may say, no, is there something I can pray for you about? And then share something. Have something meaningful so that you build a relationship with them. Now, if they say, I've never been asked that question, I don't know. Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know that I care about you and want to pray for you. So think about how you can pray for people, how you can care for people, and how you can share Jesus Christ with someone. Pray, care, share today. So let's pray and ask God to open up opportunities for our day. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day that you've entrusted to us to steward to the best of our abilities. And Lord, we do pray that we will see our fellow countrymen come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We pray for Bob Ferguson, that he would come to know you as Lord and Savior. We pray for every one of our elected officials, that they would come to know you, God, and that they would bow their knee. God, that there would be revival in both the Democrat and Republican parties, that there would be a heart of humility, a heart that changes and turns toward you. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Go before us in all things. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.